The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's not hump day anymore on Wednesdays for a lot of people, actually the whole world, because you slog through the week trying to get done.
Grinding.
Get done what you got to get done.
We're
so
grinding.
So you can make it to the weekend so you can drink.
Everything's a slog.
Everything's a slog, you know, because it used to be nice outside. We had that going for us.
At one point.
I was going to read this article about, and then I realized it had been just self-explanatory, basically about how seasonal depression, COVID, can really bring you down. I said, well, that's the headline. Why do I need to read the article?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to read the article. Why? I mean.
Like, yeah, I can.
Yeah. Okay. That's the article. I get it. Then we'll move along here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this season you get your seasonal affective disorder on top of the COVID.
On top of the COVID, right. And they list other things in there, but are the same, you know.
Are you happy holidays?
The world is ending, you know.
Yeah, we haven't experienced it.
I almost had hypothermia walking back from the Trump rally last night. People apparently did, though.
I'm glad you went.
Unfortunately, I mean, people did have to go to the hospital.
Several people taken to the hospital for hypothermia after being stranded last night after the campaign rally.
I think hypothermia is not cool.
No.
But he doesn't care about you. So it is what it is.
Well, that kind of shows it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They had to get shuttles over to where they were having the rally, and so then they got everybody over there, and then the shuttles went home.
Right, because he was late getting.
Yeah. He was late.
He was late getting here, and they were there all day. And I don't get what you're really into seeing.
From the hangar he was at to the south parking lot, the south economy parking lot. That's where they put everybody. 3.7 miles. And I saw some of that crowd, and they probably haven't walked 3.7 miles in their frickin' life.
CNN reporter Jeff Zeleny tweeted at 10:31 last night, President Trump took off in Air Force One an hour and 20 minutes ago, but thousands of his supporters remain stranded on a dark road outside the rally. That's kind of...
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It is that's
what it
you.
Is. It's you.
It's almost like he's bad at managing everything.
Really? It is what it is.
Or he just doesn't care.
Well, we know that.
That's a precursor.
He didn't care about his supporters. He never did.
Would you say that's cold?
He cares about himself. That's it.
Zeleny described the scene as a chaotic cluster as Omaha police officers scrambled to provide transportation.
They were freaking out, man.
This is national news.
Yeah.
It is. And they're reporting on it better than local news. I mean, we're actually doing it because we live here. But local news, it's all just basically, you know, down the road, down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He was here.
Did they at least keep playing Macho Man for everybody while they waited?
Good point, Nick. You got to keep them dancing. If you dance, you don't freeze your ass
Move
off.
Move a little bit.
All right.
Omaha Scanner tweeted that officers who do not have an assignment are going around to parking lots to pick up stranded people to attempt to locate their vehicles, airport maintenance vehicles also assisting. Medics were on hand to treat those, particularly the elderly, with visible medical issues as they walked out. One officer advising 8 to 9 elderly people who are struggling. Separate officer advising that they've located an elderly party who is frozen cold, unable to move with an altered mental state.
Holy hell.
Man.
Holy hell. That is
officers requesting incident command find a warehouse or somewhere for people to stop to warm up who are walking to their cars.
Plus, they all got COVID. I mean, it was spreading around down there. Somebody had it. Somebody's positive. Somebody got it. They've been tracing back all kinds of outbreaks from these rallies.
Just before 11 o'clock, they reported that a couple to a few thousand still need to leave the venue, and officers were continuing to check for those suffering from walking in the cold.
For people that don't listen, don't live in our area, Omaha area, and listen to the program, he flew here because District 2, which is Omaha, is leaning Biden, and it's a separate vote. That's why he was here. You're thinking, why did he come to Nebraska? Well, he came here because he's losing Omaha.
Right, one electoral vote.
Right, and he might need that, and Biden might need that. So that's why he was here, and I guarantee half that crowd was from Iowa, too, because Iowa is right across the Missouri right there.
Most of the parking lots were cleared by about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Frozen stiff, an old lady. Yeah, that's horrible.
It's okay.
Yeah, keep it great.
Yep, that's right. Keep it great.
It was a great walk.
They haven't walked 3.7 miles in their entire life.
Was on this date in 1978.
What I want to tell people, don't listen. That's a national news story. Omaha's cool. That was an anomaly. Omaha's a cool purple town.
That's quite the metaphor.
Yep. It is. It really is. I'm out of here. Thanks for freezing your balls off.
Good luck.
Good luck getting home. And thanks for not wearing a mask.
I'm cold, yeah.
All right. Probably. Get out of the car.
Yep.
That's it. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
I'm done with you.
All right. It is what it is.
There you go.
But they don't mind. They'd do it again.
Well,
I bet a lot of them
they'd
would.
They'd walk 3.7 miles in a foot of snow.
And 3.7 more.
I would walk 3.7 more. That's where you're going with that, Nick. Right? I know. And I would walk 0.37, whatever the hell, Mark.
Just to be the man with hypothermia.
You know, we're treating him like it's Friday.
Just to be the man. I know you are, but he led me into it.
We are smack dab in the middle of a Wednesday.
I know, and yeah. I did, and we started doing the Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers.
I kind of liked the bit, Craig, so shut up. Shut up. You want us to talk more. There you go.
I do. Well, I thought I did.
That's a double-edged sword.
First time ever Craig's ever said, shut up and let me talk.
I walked 3.7 miles. I like that bit now. To be the man who got hypothermia, right.
Still can't believe I've seen that band live.
Yeah. Did you really?
They opened up for the Bare Naked Ladies one time like 20 years ago.
Any more hits than that? They had to release another hit, obviously.
Nope, that's it.
All right.
How many times did they play that song?
Unfortunately, only once.
All right.
There was about 45 minutes of other songs, and I went, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the walking song.
It was on this date in 1978. You might remember where you were when the movie Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park was shown on NBC.
Well, I kind of do.
I don't.
I do because I remember there was no – this is crazy, kids – there was no DVR, and there was no DVR. So I remember we were at a football game, and a high school football game, and some dude said he's leaving early because he could go home and watch Kiss. Phantom
Kiss
of the Park.
Meets yeah. the Phantom
that
of the Park.
That guy was cool.
You had to watch stuff when it was on.
Yeah,
and it's crazy.
Everything was appointment TV.
Everything was. Yeah.
Yeah, and that would have been pre-VCR.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah, three VCR, three DVR, any of that stuff. None of that, right.
Isn't that the one where Ace Frehley didn't show up, or they had to have somebody else stand in for him?
Well, in one of the scenes like of that movie, yeah. The end of that, yeah, he didn't. There's a black guy in makeup
Ace Frehley.
Playing Ace Frehley.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Dennis Bauer, just to be the man who got hypothermia.
Froze my balls off at the rally.
Kind of like you brought that up, Nick.
In small town North Dakota.
That's what they should have played instead of Macho Man while they're waiting around.
Right. We only had two network TV stations.
You probably didn't even get that show, did you?
I think we had NBC.
Okay.
I think we had NBC and CBS, and then the two, I don't know what kind of agreement they had, but you know, we had Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to pick and choose the good ABC programs and distribute them among the other two affiliates.
That's what's amazing about KISS, though. I'll give Nick credit about that. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, forever.
And relevant, really for a long time.
Yeah. The film's
unlike
plot
the
revolves.
Proclaimers. Just to be the man who got hypothermia.
The plot.
I hope that woman's not dead, by the way. You talked about that earlier. That's the sad part there.
The plot of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
220,000 others are dead, by the way.
Revolves around Kiss using their superpowers to battle an evil inventor to save a California amusement park from destruction.
Yeah, it was basically Scooby-Doo.
Poor acting, semi-comedic script.
Yeah.
Most Kiss fans dislike the film.
Yeah.
But it has attained cult film status.
Oh, totally.
You own it on Blu-ray, don't you, Nick?
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
Oh, you got to see it.
The members of KISS despised the film for making them appear buffoonish, but for years after its airing, no one who worked for the group was permitted to mention the film in their presence.
That's awesome.
Did they ever have like a Saturday morning cartoon show?
I don't know.
No.
They might have made appearances on stuff.
They should have.
Yeah.
They had the comic book.
Yeah, comic book, yeah. It had their blood in it. Remember that?
Yep.
Yep.
I love that the band that released God Gave Rock and Roll to You didn't want to look like buffoons.
All right, here we go. On DVD, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. I can get you one for $17, Nick.
Nice.
I'll buy him one. I'll buy that for him.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
And it comes with a replica ticket, replica concert ticket.
Buy it.
A replica.
I'll give you 20. Buy it and I'll give you $20, please.
There weren't any real.
Can you do it right on your system right there?
There's not enough spare concert tickets to put a real ticket in there.
I'll buy it for Nick.
You guys are the best.
I am.
On a few occasions, Ace Frehley left the set during filming due to arguments with the film's director. In one scene that Frehley abandoned, his African American stunt double can be clearly seen instead.
A black guy?
That's it.
They got a black guy to stand in.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he's in makeup, like he but he's a black guy. And you can tell. You can
Nobody said, hey, he's black. Can we find out any other white guy?
They had makeup on.
I know, but still.
You can tell he's black in the makeup.
That's so awesome. Well, the DVD, if you weren't allowed to mention it around them, they're probably not doing any commentary or anything.
No, there's no commentary.
They have spoken about it. But...
Oh, yeah, there's probably no DVD extras.
Right.
No, I've seen video, like YouTube clips of interviews where they were promoting this where Ace was just wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at the time.
Yeah.
When they were talking to him originally about this, the screenwriters were talking to him, and Ace Frehley, all he said to them was, "Ack." And so, as a result, he was originally not given any lines except to interject "ack" at various points. So, in the first draft of the script, Ace was described as monosyllabic and super friendly, communicating largely through gestures, and sounds. But when he learned of his lack of dialogue, he threatened to leave the project. So they wrote some lines for him.
Ack.
Yeah. It'd be super easy to memorize the script.
Right.
Ack.
Unless you step on somebody else's line, you know.
Yeah.
You got to know when to say ack.
Yeah, those interviews are weird. It's weird to see him drunk in the makeup.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think you're in the makeup, you're like, as far as Kiss goes, you're clocked in.
Yeah, we expect you to behave responsibly. Yeah.
What are the Kiss guys doing this week? It's Halloween, man. The Kiss makeup guys are in every city in the country.
Oh, they'll find a party.
Well, they go without masks.
If they show up at parties, though, you got to be Kiss at a party.
Some bar will be hosting a Halloween party.
Yeah, they are. There's a couple of them in this town. I heard some ads. They're calling it socially distanced. I don't know how that works, but
9.5-toed Luke.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's going on, fellas?
Were you at the rally last night?
You know it. Me and all of North Omaha.
Which, by the way, is a minority area of the town. Let's go with that.
Any of your other toes freeze off?
That's funny.
For the win.
If I wasn't banging your mom, I'd be upset with that name. And that's kind of why I called in.
Go ahead.
Ace Frehley walks out on Nick's movie.
Yep.
Black guy comes in. Nick's dad walks out on his mom.
Yep.
Big black guy comes in. This is the story of Nick's life.
It's all coming full circle, isn't it?
Good one. Good one. Thank you, brother.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
See ya.
Well, the DVD has been ordered.
All right.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if this is coming from some knockoff DVD factory in China and might, you know, take 6 weeks to get here on a boat. Who knows?
Better get there.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't find it on Amazon? Or
I went through Google Shopping, but it's coming from some website called RareDVDs.com, so I don't know. We'll see. It might be here by Christmas. Maybe we'll just wrap it up and give it to you then.
Merry Christmas.
Hell yeah. We can have a viewing party.
A present for you and a punishment for the rest of your family.
Let's go with you can have a viewing party, Nick.
I will.
I'll buy it and you can watch it. Let me know how it was. Actually, I've seen that. I know I've seen that years ago.
I'll just make it into a drinking game. I'll drink every time Ace goes back.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I missed it, so I might have to come over and watch it with you, Nick.
Perfect.
If only there was something you guys could do in the garage together while that was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much to do in the garage.
Get real baked.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that doesn't sound any fun.
I'm watching CNN right now. This is live. They're showing they're showing this crowd right now. Yeah, that doesn't look good at all.
No, flip it
over. And not one of them walking backwards, man.
If you flip it over to Fox News, you won't see a mention of it.
They probably won't.
Oh, no, it's about two-thirds of the way down on their webpage.
That's pathetic. This is a big story, and it's not a safe story. It's very uncool.
Well, they're looting in Philadelphia.
Well, I realize that.
I don't. Omaha loves being in the national news.
They do. Stupid stuff.
Here you go.
Right.
But it's always for stupid stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of Bellevue, Washington, near Seattle, Saturday, there was a protest that police were afraid would turn violent, so the city activated a rarely used emergency order prohibiting anything that could be used as a weapon in downtown Bellevue. The ban included rocks, sticks, even skateboards. It did not include firearms.
Brilliant.
No, that would be a violation of your Second Amendment.
That's right. You're allowed to pack those bears.
It's in the Constitution.
The protest ended peacefully.
It's good.
It is good.
Yep.
It's great, as a matter of fact.
Don't anybody to freeze to death. Don't anybody to die.
Well, they never report on that.
We do not want anyone to die.
No. They don't report on my protests.
But 800 to 1,000 are dying.
According to the New York Post,
even the lamestream media doesn't report on protests that are peaceful.
No, they don't.
Because most of them are.
Yeah, and that's a shame. They should do that more. Everybody should report.
Yeah, but that doesn't make for very good TV.
No, it doesn't.
You got to have a guy busting out a store window and carrying out a big screen. That's better TV.
Yeah, that's more entertaining than some dude just playing a Joan Baez song.
Yeah.
According to the New York Post, CAM model Jesse Sage was not surprised, was not shocked, She was not appalled when Jeffrey Toobin was reportedly caught masturbating during a work meeting on the Zoom or whatever they were using.
She knows the dude?
No.
And why was she surprised?
She's a cam model.
Yeah.
She says she works during the day, all day. Her clientele is all people who are all working during the day. She says almost every day a client tells her that they're taking care of themselves while they're in a meeting.
I've never done that.
She says some have even developed a kink for doing it during video meetings.
Oh, I bet you.
Why don't they lean over to the dudes and go, hey, we're not virtual now. You're actually in the office. Damn it. People are going to forget when they go back to work someday.
Yeah, I'm going to need a lock on that door.
They're going to start tugging it during the meeting. Hey, dude, you're not at home anymore. Oh, that's right.
I love sales projections.
Yeah. Toobin might have had an OnlyFans going on another computer or another part of the screen.
Yeah. I think he's coming back anytime soon.
Oh, yeah.
What, in January?
Eventually.
Maybe? Yeah, I think so, too.
Once Zoom is gone.
He didn't assault anyone.
And he didn't say anything racist or homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do any of those things. Right, right.
He just embarrassed himself.
Yes, right.
And well, now.
Everybody grabs their junk.
To be fair, what people are saying is that it is a consent violation.
Oh, because people in the media.
To have your coworkers watch you do that when they didn't sign up for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We signed up for it here.
That's right.
Nick had to sign a disclosure. We're allowed to do it in front of Nick.
Wow. We almost have to, don't we?
Right. Occupational hazards. Yeah.
Was this on Zoom?
Yeah, it was a Zoom meeting. Right?
I don't know exactly which one it was.
Yeah.
And when you click on the terms of agreement when you download the Zoom app, does it say something like that?
You get to see Toobin masturbating?
No.
That if you want to masturbate during the Zoom meeting, you have to get everybody's consent?
No, that's just common knowledge.
That's what we have. And ours is in person, by the way.
Miss Sage, Jesse Sage, says that most of her clients keep cam sites up in the background at work just to have something interesting to look at.
Man, God.
She says often while she's broadcasting, her viewers will let her know that they are stepping away to take a work call. I'll be back. I got to take this call. Most people keep their camera where their camera is supposed to be, she says, though.
Now, is she doing this on an OnlyFans site? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, because Instagram, you can't get naked, can you?
I don't know, but she does it. But she's on one of those cam sites. Right. OnlyFans.
Instagram, no nudity. Twitter, yes. Twitter's the wild, wild west.
Right. I'm going to go in the office and masturbate. Right.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
you weren't even close to convincing with that, Nick.
Nick's actually in there.
Uh-oh. Whatever you do,
please don't.
Oh, I feel bad for Toobin. I don't think he wanted any of his coworkers to see his junk. I think he screwed up. And it's just a continued embarrassment. And probably for the rest of his life, the embarrassment will be there. Because it's a national story. It isn't like Jim at the accounting office in your little area that you might know. You know, it's Toobin on CNN.
Why they're going to have to wait for him to come back until he's in the studio? Because you can't be like, we're going to cut to Toobin. Don't worry, he's in studio.
Yeah. His pants are up. You can't do any of those jokes with him because it's a real news organization.
Well, if they do go to him at home, it's going to have to be a stand-up shot from across the room.
But I don't even think they can do that.
News
I don't think
organization,
they can,
Tyler.
I'm sorry about that. I don't even think they could actually. Nick is right about this. He mentioned this last week. You can't even use him on virtual media ever again.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
So you might need to have everybody else home and Toobin on the set. You know?
Oh, yeah. And standing up.
And
standing up.
Yeah.
Proof of pants. Jeffrey, we're going to need proof of pants every time you're on camera.
I mean, the Me Toobin was trending. I'm tubing off on Zoom, you know?
Have you checked out?
And we ain't helping, by the way.
Jesse Sage, Craig.
Would you tube to that?
Because I have. She is a plus-sized model.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that the proper way to put that?
BBW. I think is the term as well.
Fat bitch.
I wouldn't say that.
I see several images of her in red hair. I thought
I didn't
like that.
I did not see any red-haired.
I mean, she's big or she just normal size.
Well, they're all face.
Well,
shots.
Big is normal size. Be
That's
for
what
real.
I mean.
That's usually an indication if all they show is their face on social media that they're probably a bigger girl.
Yeah, but if they're selling the big girl part,
right.
They want to show it, right?
So I don't know why they're earning
a lot of guys are into that.
I don't see any full body images.
If you go to her Twitter feed. Yeah, go to her Twitter feed. Okay. She's pretty open about making those photos.
Absolutely. Did you type in the Google images, Jesse, whatever her name is, Sage, nude?
No, I did not.
Well, what the hell are you doing then?
Why are you even on the internet?
Exactly.
If you're not typing in nude.
Thank you. If nude is not being typed out, don't even do the internet. You're doing it wrong.
Well, especially if you're looking for naked pictures. Damn.
And Todd loves the cam girls, man. He's all over that.
I wasn't necessarily looking for naked pictures. I just wanted to see what she looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's plus size.
He has to see their faces.
She's pretty.
By the way, she put herself right in the middle of this story, too, because Tubin wasn't masturbating to her, but now she's famous.
You don't know that.
She don't know that.
Well, does she say it was me and Tubin?
No.
Okay, she said my clients usually.
Yeah, she was not. Yeah, I sincerely doubt.
Right.
But she has some expertise on the subject.
I know, and she put herself right there.
But I don't think they're mentioning
a lot of cam girls are out there, you know.
Those OnlyFans girls don't mention who their clients are.
No. She's not.
No.
If they haven't have famous clients, they don't blab that.
Client cam girl confidentiality.
Right.
Thank you.
Once again, nothing is worse than what Tubin is hearing from his wife. Nothing.
Yeah. Got any meetings again today, Jeff? Oh, you don't, do you?
CNN, national embarrassment, nothing compares to the crap he puts up with every freaking day. Oh, I thought you had to go to work today, honey. Oh, no, you don't. That's right, because you were masturbating at a Zoom meeting.
And masturbating's all he's going to be doing for a long while.
And if Jeffrey Tubin is a client of somebody on OnlyFans, you know he's not using the name Jeffrey Tubin CNN.
Yeah, senior legal analyst.
Right. Hey, got some clever, dirty name for that.
Nick's got to leave. He's got to shoot a TV commercial. You know what's it for? What's it for?
I mean, it's for an app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you audition for it?
No, a friend of mine in Lincoln has, he's ramping up a production company.
Oh, cool.
Right. And they need a generic white guy?
Yep.
All right.
Good for you.
You're it.
Like I know a guy.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Nick.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.